One of the most dramatic moments in the history of the National Basketball Association occurred when a fight broke out during a game in 1977. Although on-court fights happened periodically, none was as vicious as the blow Kermit Washington of the Los Angeles Lakers delivered to Rudy Tomjanovich of the Houston Rockets. It was a moment that changed both their lives. Commentator John Feinstein has written a book about the incident called The Punch, One Night, Two Men, and a Fight That Changed Basketball Forever. Feinstein says the fight actually started with two other players who were on the court that night at the Los Angeles Forum.
First minute of the second half, Kevin Kuhnert, the Rockets' backup center, kind of skirmishes with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar going for a rebound. And Kermit Washington, who was the Lakers' quote enforcer at the time, lingers to make sure that Abdul-Jabbar doesn't get into a fight. Kuhnert broke away from Abdul-Jabbar, started to run up court. Washington, in what was a routine move in those days, grabbed his shorts to try to pull past him. They ended up squared off. Washington threw one punch.
This is all going around midcourt.
This is around midcourt. Meanwhile, Bob Rakel, the referee, blows the whistle because a fight has broken out. Tomjanovich sees his guy, Kuhnert, on one knee. So he runs back as a peacemaker. Washington, who had his back to Tomjanovich, sees a blur of red, the Rockets' uniform, and instinctively turns around and delivers a punch of devastating force. And Rudy runs right into it. The doctor who examined Rudy, who did the surgeries, five of them, said it had the impact of someone going through a windshield of a car that was going about 50 miles an hour. And Rudy was rocked backwards, not cold, came to, believe it or not, actually walked off the court. This is 1977. These days they never would have let him get up, but he walked off the court. What he didn't know at that time was that the punch had literally dislocated his skull.
In fact, at first he thought the scoreboard had fallen.
When he came to, the first thing he said to the Rockets trainer, Dick Vandervoort, was, "What happened? Did the scoreboard fall on me?" And he said, "No, Kermit hit you."
Many of us have seen this punch, of course. It is the ugliest thing I've ever seen on a basketball court.
Interestingly, the players who were there were terrified. I mean, fights happened in the NBA all the time in those days. There had been 41 fights the year before that led to ejections and or fines and suspensions. But when the other players saw what happened, they came to a complete halt.
Kermit Washington's from this area. He may have been an enforcer, but he wasn't considered villainous.
No, not even close. He was in many ways a role model. He was a two-time academic All-American at American University. He was a player who came from nowhere, averaged 4 points a game as a senior in high school, was recruited by AU only because their program was way down, and he looked athletic and they took a chance on him. Ended up being the last player in the history of the NCAA in 1973 to average 20 points and 20 rebounds a game for an entire season. And somebody who doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, who's done all sorts of work for charity, has really, for the most part, lived an exemplary life, except for these 10 seconds that he's haunted by.
Tomjanovich, it took time, but he came back, was an all-star.
Yep.
And of course now he's a highly successful coach, so maybe he's passed from that moment.
It took him an awful long time. Rudy was always a guy from childhood who never felt he was good enough. He came from a blue-collar background, which of course is kind of slang for inner city. He was as much an inner-city kid as Kermit was. His family lived on welfare often when he was a kid, and he was always fighting that self-image. He's the son of an alcoholic, and in 1997, after many friends and family had urged him for a while, he finally went to rehab. Actually fell off the wagon a year later, but now has been in AA solidly for 4 years, and he says that experience, only then was he able to start getting by all the trauma emotionally that he felt because of the punch.
And of course, as the one who threw the punch, Kermit Washington got this image as a thug.
Absolutely. I mean, he will tell you that he came to think that his full name was Kermit Washington, who almost killed Rudy Tomjanovich in 1977. And he has had a very difficult time escaping this. His wife, his ex-wife, said that she thought he never completely recovered from growing up in a broken home where he felt unwanted. And that as an adult, just when he was getting to the point where he felt as if he had succeeded in life, this incident occurred, and he's never been able to get past it.
Kermit Washington is black. Rudy Tomjanovich is white. Is this a factor?
I think it absolutely was, especially in the way society viewed the incident. I don't think the NBA adjudicated it any differently. He was suspended for 2 months and fined the maximum $10,000. But I think when an incident like this occurs, there are stereotypes involved. And because Kermit was a big, strong, powerful-looking man, he was one of the first NBA players to do serious weight training, there was this image of the street black kid beating up the white kid, when in fact they were both street kids, based on their background, and it was just a horrible, horrible confluence that brought them both to that moment.
Tom Janovich hasn't talked about this until he talked to you.
He would deflect questions by saying, it's in the past, I got over it, but he didn't really mean it. The doctor that he dealt with told him very early on that he couldn't have any negative thoughts about Kermit, that he had to stay away from them. And a therapist later told him that to hate Kermit would be the same as taking poison and hoping that someone else would die. And intellectually, he understood that. But it took him 20 years going through alcohol rehab, going to AA, for him to be able to really mean it when he said he forgave Kermit.
Were there positives to come out of this, like fighting and NBA's take on fighting now?
David Stern, who was the NBA's outside counsel at the time of the incident, now the commissioner, told me that every rule that exists in the NBA today, where you can literally be suspended for making a fist, stemmed from this incident. Because he said, what we learned from that night was that men this big and this strong cannot be allowed to square off and start swinging at one another, because this is what could happen.
Commentator John Feinstein. His new book is The Punch, One Night, Two Men, and a Fight That Changed Basketball Forever. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.